So we're beginning a new sugya, Bano Peheim and Beis, to Pei Vav and Aleph. So it's the sugya of Sheves Apach Seya Bedamim. Essentially, it's a sugya of where you have a temporary nezek. Okay? And the question is, temporary nezek, if you hit a guy in the hand, it's a rabba, three lines on the bottom. Rabba is kasha. His ibay is you hit a guy in his hand, and temporarily he loses function of the hand, but it will come back. Okay? So the question is, do you view it as Sheves, pure Sheves, or do you view it as Nezek also? There would be a Nezek component here too. Okay. We skip the Tashma. So the Chorot, before we see the Rashis and the Tosos, is there's a problem with the way we learned the Sugya before, a couple Sugyas ago, of just basic Sheves, right? Is the way we defined the difference between Nezek and Sheves was Nezek is the permanent damage, and Sheves is the temporary damage. They're both dealing with loss of work, but Nezek is the permanent inability to work that you compensate him when you chop off his hand. He loses the permanent employment of what his job used to be, right? As the pearl piercer guy, remember that guy? And the Sheves is now that he's bedridden temporarily, he can't even do his new job, which is a cucumber watcher. So therefore, in this case, where you knock out the function of his hand, so it seemed to be there's no permanent, right? There's no permanent loss of his work. Nezek, there's no reason to reevaluate him as a new kind of gavra. He doesn't change his profession because of this. It's just a temporary thing. 30 days he can't work. So really, it seems obvious that the whole thing should be Sheves, right? The whole thing should be Sheves. Okay. Right. The only thing is, the way you could view it conceptually is for the next 30 days, since he doesn't have a hand, he's not even in the parsha of being a pearl piercer at all. The best thing he could do really would be a shomer kishurim because he can't use his hand. And besides the fact that he can't use his hand, I don't know, he's not feeling well because of the whole thing, he has to go to the doctor. He can't even be a cucumber watcher. Right? So even as a cucumber watcher, he can't do that. So what you could conceptually break it up into two payments. You could pay for 30 days the Nezek, redefine him as a Gavra, who's a, for a 30-day period, he's a cucumber watcher for 30 days. Pay that Nezek, a 30-day Nezek, much smaller than a lifetime of Nezek, but a 30-day Nezek of going down from being a pearl piercer to a cucumber watcher. And then pay him the Sheves of even as a cucumber watcher for 30 days, he can't do it because he's bedridden. Okay? The problem is, and that in fact, the Gemara later on says that's Abaye. Abaye says one side of the Hakira and Rava says the other. Abaye says you give him Sheves Gedol and Sheves Ketana, which means Sheves Gedol is Dmei Yado, 30 days, the value of his hand, the fact that for 30 days he can't use his hand. And then Sheves Ketana is all those Kol Yamashe, Yipol Mishkav, all days he's bedridden, Renos Akishim, Akishim, because for the next 30 days you've redefined him as a cucumber watcher. Now give him the Sheves as a cucumber watcher. So basically you're giving him Nezek and Sheves. Okay. And then Rava comes in and argues on Abaye, right? What was Pasha to Rav, was Abaye to Rava is Machlokas Rav and Abaye. So Rava argues on Abaye. Rava just says, look, just pay him pure Sheves. Kol Yom, give him the Sheves 30 days. He can't be a pearl piercer for 30 days. Okay. So the question Tosos, right? That's Machlokas. Do you evaluate this as pure Sheves? The 30 days of wages of the higher wages of the pearl piercer? Or do you say break it up into two numbers? First, give him the nezek of the other for 30 days, reduce him from the pearl piercer all the way down to the cucumber watcher. And then give him the sheves of a cucumber watcher, in fact, he can't work at all. So Tosos has a problem. Tosos says, the Tosos on the bottom of sheves, ha-pachsei b'damim, on Peheim and Beis, his question is, essentially, what's the nafkamina? It's just either way, you're looking at 30 or 20 plus 10. Who cares which way you look at it, as Nezek and Sheves or just Sheves alone? Okay. So Tosa says, the case is like this. He says, what's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is that we're, if you base, let's say you do it like Rava, where you just pay him the Sheves of Kol Yom, 30 days worth of his higher wages, right? There's no Nezek. So how are you going to figure out how long you have to pay him? So you're going to do an Omid and Basin of how long this guy's going to not be able to work at his job for, and you're going to pay him the Sheves for that amount of time, saying, but, and then you're estimating after 30 days, Bazin says he'll be able to work again, right? The problem is, Tosa says, is the market. If the market were to buy him as a slave before and after, the market will is not just going to discount the fact that for 30 days he can't work. The market's going to bring build the risk premium into his cost and say that there is this chance. He's not equivalent to what he was before minus 30 days of work. That what he's worth after the injury is minus 30 days of work plus the risk that he's not going to ever heal. So even though it's highly unlikely he's not going to heal, there is a possibility. And because of that, the market will diminish his value as an eved now, including that risk premium that he might not heal. Now, Beis Din, if you just did Shevis, will not capture that because Beis Din does an omid, and an omid is our expert opinion of when he will heal. And our expert opinion of when he will heal is 30 days, and you're going to give him Shevis based upon that. Could end up being 29, 31. It's possible those tail risks exist. They're unlikely, you know, that we're going to get it wrong, but they exist. So therefore, in terms of the Shevis, we have to estimate how long we think he's going to be out, or then pay him based upon his, if we're just a pure Shevis. We know how much he earned per day, and we have a good estimate, what we think is a very accurate estimate, not certain, but fairly accurate, of 30 days. And you'll pay him 30 days times whatever he made per day. That's you're paying pure Shevis. But you're not going to compensate him for the risk, the possibility that your estimate is no good. Okay, that really he's going to have permanent damage. And the way you capture that is if you do it in Nezek. If you do Nezek, where you evaluate what he was worth before and what he is worth now, the market will take into account the fact that probably he'll work in 30 days, but there's a potential that he will not. So when you do it in that Nezek way, you'll end up with a higher value. If you do Nezek and Shevis, Shevis Gedilah, Shevis Ketana, you'll end up with a higher number than if you just did only pure Shevis. Because the Nezek will capture the risk premium that just Shevis alone will not capture. And that's Rabba Zibaya, is which way do you do it? Do you do Nezek and Shevis in order to capture that risk premium, or no? Just do Shevis alone, rely on Beis Din's Omid, and you'll lose that, so what?
Okay.
So obviously we'd like to define the Machlokas Rav and Abaye or Rabba Zibaya. Again, I don't think there's really a difference how you look at it. Either way, there's two sides here. What we'd like to understand is, I think we'd like to, one thing to keep in mind is how do you reconcile this sugya, specifically the Sheet of Abaye, with our general definition of Nezek and Shevis. Right? It would seem that if you define Nezek as the permanent loss of his value, and we estimate there is no permanent loss of value, so then there really should be no Nezek. It really all should be Shevis. That's really what's going on. If we have to evaluate what's going on, there's only temporary loss of value. So why should we define this as Nezek, right? And if you're going to say...
Yeah. I was going to say, maybe that has to do with why Abaye frames it as Shevis.
Gedolah and Shevis Ketana? Yeah, correct.
He doesn't want to call it Nezek?
Correct. And we keep in mind also that this issue, right, Abaye calls it Shevis Gedolah, Shevis Ketana. He doesn't call it Nezek. He calls it Shevis Gedolah, right? We'd like to understand that the use of the phrase for Abaye. Okay, and if you're going to try to say the reason why you would do this Nezek is because there is the chance of permanent, that he's being compensated for, the reason you're doing it this way, because the chance of permanent value, right? And therefore that is Nezek, because the potential for permanent incapacity, right? And that is really a Nezek thing. It's not just a temporary thing. We Beis Din is omid that there's not going to be long-term disability, but the potential, albeit small risk, exists, and therefore that really is Nezek. So then why shouldn't I do it? This is some of the question I want to leave you with. See if you can answer this for tomorrow, okay? Why shouldn't you really do it this way? Just say, okay, so let the market figure out what's the potential for long-term damage. Make that the Nezek. And the Shevis will be 30 days as a pearl piercer. Understand? Why on the side of, if I didn't have a Abaye, that's what I would have said. If I just had the Abaye of Rava, the Abaye of Rabba and Tosfos, what I would have said is, look, definitely the Shevis is 30 days. Like, you always pay Shevis. How do you pay Shevis? The guy's a pearl piercer, you're not going to have commission 30 days. So you pay him for 30 days of his job. That's what Shevis is, right? In general, okay? But what I would have said is, now you want to say, okay, maybe there should also be Nezek. We want to take into account this fact that there's this potential for long-term damage that we're ignoring because the omid, but the market will take into account. So fine, so have the market price that in and pay that. Say I have this pearl piercer. you can buy him. There's a chance that either he could be, you know, that he might not be able to work again, or yes or no. So just figure out how much of that value is and make that your nezek, and keep the shevets the same. Why does a baye in this side now all of a sudden nezek becomes reevaluating him, and then you have shevets gedolah, shevets ketana. Just make the nezek that you're trying to do the risk itself. No, I don't mean delpe. I mean, remember the way we said it before. Like, for example, let's say the regular case, the pearl piercer, where you cut off his hand, right? So now he can't pierce pearls anymore. I should have done a different word, and that's a terrible word. So he's almost done. I'm going to stick with it, but no cave margalias. No cave margalias is better than pearl piercer, you know? So, disaster. Okay, whatever. We're too in too deep here. So you pay his permanent loss of value, where he has no hand, okay? And then on top of that he's bedridden, you pay his shevis as a cucumber watcher, right? So you say, so how do you evaluate him now, right? Because nezik by nature will take into account the fact that he can't work for 6 months, even as a cucumber watcher. We don't want to include that in the nezik. The whole point is we don't want to double count. So we tell the market, look, imagine this guy was perfectly healthy. He could work from day one. How much would you pay for him beforehand when he could be a no-kid margalios? And how you can pay for now is a shomer kishuyim, right? And ignore the fact that he's not going to temporarily be able to work. And then the temporary work, we'll deal with ourselves as shevis, right? That's what we said in the prior sugya, correct? So why don't we do the same thing over here? Why don't we say over here, ignore the fact that for the next 30 days, he's not going to be able to work. We'll deal with that in Shevis. We'll pay him the 30 days worth of his Shevis. And just take into account, this guy is, as far as you can tell, he can pierce pearls today, tomorrow, forever. This is what he's going to be able to do. Ignore the fact for 30 days, he's not going to be able to work. How much would you pay less for him, the fact that there's a chance the rest of his life, he's not going to be able to do it? How much would you discount his original value? Original value is $1,000. Okay, ignoring the fact that he can't work for 30 days, how much would you discount him? $5? Fine, you get $5 worth of nezek, right? And then the shevis we'll deal with separately. Why all of a sudden here in this Ibaya of Rabbah, are you going to take the temporary loss of work, you know, and build the nezek, the shevis into the nezek? I'll say exactly right. Why don't we just, that's the whole point. The whole thing is, separate out the temporary thing and just do the permanent thing. But we don't do that. Rabbi says, Shevis Gedolah, Shevis Ketana. We take the Nezek, we redefine him for 30 days. Then you give him a separate payment. Okay, so why are we doing that here? I mean, you can be able to answer it, but just understand there's something unusual that's going on according to Baye. It's not the regular formula of Nezek and Shevis. Okay? Think it through a little bit, but I mean, I'm not saying it perfectly, but that's what I'm saying. The question is, we're not exactly using the regular formula. Okay, fine. So there's Rashi's, the Mosef Rashi's. He tries to explain why it's either it's a Gittin, Sanhedrin. I think it's Gittin. Yeah, Gittin and Bez on Bez. So he explains why it's called, he's saying, why Shevis Gedolah? He says Shevis Gedolah really is Nezek because it's Pichas Damim. It's really the diminished value of himself on the slave market. So that's why it's really Nezek, but why is it calling it Shevis Gedolah? Because it's Shevis because it's of temporary nature. It's because the reason why his value goes down is because he temporarily can't work. Right, the entire diminishment of his value is the temporary, shouldn't say entire, prientosis, but the essential aspect of why his value goes down is because of Shevis, he's temporarily only able to work. But it really is a Nezek because you're evaluating the difference in his value. While Shevis Ketana is you're just evaluating his basic unemployment, the fact that he's veteran, he can't do wages, he can't actually work for the next couple of days. Yeah, I'm not sure what I'm going to do with it. I don't think I'm going to, you know, bold enough to do something different with it, but it's something that bothers me putting Tosis to Rashi. Like Rashi never quite says Tosis, this whole risk premium thing. But you're left wondering for Rashi, what's the difference? How you calculate it? Why? What is the nafkamina? But like, assuming, it's almost like I see a conceptual question outside of ignoring the fact that there's no nafkamina, you know, and that's the problem, obviously. But the question is this pure Shevis? Because it's all temporary. Everything that's going on, the entire diminishment of his value. So it sounds like Rashi's saying. So Rashi from Gittin really does sound like it's saying it even more so. Is it the entire diminishment of his value is because of temporary factors that he can't work. So that's Rava, that's Shevis, call that Shevis. There's nothing else going on here, right? And that's the motivation, saying there is no nezek, because yes, his value dropped, but his value dropped because he can't work. Well, that Torah calls that Sheves, right? That was. No, I know, but I'm saying, but Rabba's calling the whole thing Sheves. Rabba's argument is, therefore, all you have is Sheves. There is no nezek here, right? Saying, the reason his value always drops because he can't work, and the Torah has a separate payment called Sheves. We call that, we don't call that nezek by Adam and Adam, Midan Chaber, we call that Sheves. That's Rava. So it's, all you have is you're really Sheves. What else is going on? There's no nezek. But Abaye is saying, no, there's really two things going on here. There's the nezek, that even if he could work, he wasn't bedridden, the work he would be doing would be lesser quality work. And therefore, that is a type of nezek. It's true, it's limited in time, but that conceptually is a nezek. And then there's also the Sheves, that he can't even do the work that he's qualified to do because he's in bed. You see, that's what Abaye is doing. He's saying conceptually there's, like it would seem, again, we'll develop this tomorrow, is almost like you could define it according to Rashi. It's like, what is the chilek between Nezek and Sheves? Right? I'm saying there's another way to go. If you don't want to put in Tosis into Rashi, the problem is you have to find the Nafkamina. Okay? But it does seem like Rashi is pointing you towards a different way of understanding the question of the conceptual definition between Nezek and Sheves. And maybe try to do that tomorrow also. See if you can define those Rashis, ignoring the fact that there's no Nafkamina. Maybe we'll come up with one afterwards. Okay? Tosis is one way to go, but see if maybe just on Rashi, there's another way to look at it.